Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
I'm delighted now to say that I am joined by Hilary Devlin, who's here to talk about her journey playing visually impaired rugby. Hilary, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me.
So visually impaired is kind of a very broad spectrum. So yeah. What do you mean? Or maybe talk through your own case so people have an idea what we're talking about.
Sure. Yeah, it is one of those things where people go, rugby? You're visually impaired. How does that work? Mm. So, yes, I suppose the game that we play as visually impaired players is a mix between touch rugby and sevens.
Okay.
So it's a seven-a-side team. We don't tackle the way traditional rugby would. There's a lot of communication, obviously, because a lot of us, you know, we've all varying levels of sight loss. And then also we have a ball where it's a bright yellow ball with ball bearings inside it. Okay. So that's kind of how it works. But it's absolutely the best fun. It's a fantastic game.
And for your own visual impairment, have you always been visually impaired? Is it something that came on later in life?
No, I was born with oculocutaneous albinism. So I've had the same level of vision all of my life. But because I'm 50 years of age, so I suppose I was before a lot of the access stuff came to be. So I really, although I love sport fitness, always have an amazing PT in Belfast that I work with, I was never part of a team because I couldn't play hockey and I couldn't play netball because I just couldn't see the ball or follow the ball. So to have the opportunity to play rugby at, 45 years of age, 46 years of age was completely bonkers, but it just completely fits for me.
Yeah. Amazing. And so how did that come about? How did you hear about it, or would someone advise you to it?
Yeah, I heard about it through Vision Sports Ireland, and they run it with the IRFU. So it's a joint venture. Heard about it. Our club is Old Wesley in Donnybrook. Mm-hmm. Fantastic club to be part of. They were so welcoming. So it came down, gave it a try, absolutely adored it, and said, well, give this a go. My dad played rugby quite a high level, so I've always loved it. But yeah, the word spread and we're doing really, really well now. We've upwards of between 25 and 30 players signed up. So it's amazing.
Wow. Okay. And is this something that's happening across the country? Is always the people doing it?
Yeah, it's an all-island team.
Right.
Okay. So we would have players, like I live in Belfast, not from, by the sound of my voice.
I was going to say, when you said your PT in Belfast, I was kind of trying to piece that together.
No, I was born and bred here in Dublin. Fell in love with a guy from Belfast.
As people are wont to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a fantastic supportive of me travelling because it's once a month in Dublin. So we have players from all corners of the island. And it's mixed as well. We're the only mixed VI team. So we're very lucky to have the support of the IRFU and Vision Sports Ireland. It was just, and obviously the club as well, we've got somewhere to play that's easy to get to, and it works really, really well.
Yeah, the easy to get to, I imagine, is important because obviously just getting around the country can be very difficult. Yeah.
It's great fun. I mean, I am a walking bus timetable.
Right.
Yes, yeah. It's basically what I am.
And is there easy access to it? Is there any support to get there? Or is it still kind of, look, you have to make your own way here, unfortunately?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, for people with vision impairment, access is a huge issue. Like, it really is, always has been, particularly employment, sport, all of that stuff. To get to it, it's hard. You have to depend on other people. But I think there's so many of us coming now that we've worked out routes. And then if somebody is not as comfortable, they might meet at a station, walk up together. We help each other out because we have varying levels of vision. And somebody maybe from the north who's never been to Dublin before and wants to try it out, we try to make sure there's somebody there to meet them. Because, it's not easy when you're a person with vision impairment. To get around is a difficult thing, but also you might be the only person in your area that has a vision impairment. And, people don't always have somebody else to go around with and go to things with. So it can be lonely to have a vision impairment. So, having a sport that you can play with other people and friendships, and it's really fantastic. It really is.
I imagine just building that social network and even being able to talk to people who are in a similar situation,
Absolutely.
Learn how they're benefiting. That must be huge.
it's probably one of the biggest, it's probably the biggest thing that I have found. It, as I said, vision impairment, to have a vision impairment can be lonely. You might be the only kid in school. You might be the only person in your job. And people, I look like I don't have anything wrong with my vision. I have good functional vision until you walk into a door or you can't read something or you're trying to find news talk, which was interesting. But like having somebody else that gets it is fantastic. And I'm really excited to see the younger players coming through because, you know, they're getting to go on tours. You know, they're getting potentially going to Japan next year at 19, 20 years of age.
Wow.
To play with other players with vision impairment. That is, I wouldn't have dreamt of something like that when I was 19 and 20. I barely knew how to tie my shoelaces, do you know? So
is there there's obviously an international element. How many countries are involved? Is it kind of
it's growing.
A Six Nations thing? Is it more international?
Yeah, it's growing. So right now we have Ireland, England, Japan, New Zealand. And obviously, when we go to Japan next year, a lot of fundraising to be done there. But when we go next year, it'll be Japan, New Zealand, and hopefully England and ourselves. So it's a big tour. It'll be fantastic. Yeah,
it seems to be somewhere that rugby in particular is leading on. If you think of Ian McKinley would probably be the case that was most known to people and obviously went on to represent Italy. Mm. But also, if you look at things like in the Aviva Stadium, the audio description service.
Absolutely. Ian was... You know, Ian is basically the person that led this. He's a fantastic man. And he gets it at a level, I think, that other people don't. Mm. The Aviva, I can't describe the audio description. It has been game changing for me. I'm very lucky. I have a family who have access to tickets and I'm always offered them. And I'm like, yeah, lovely. Thanks very much. But you sit in the game and your neck is nearly pulled out of it, your head, and all you see are little dots running around the place, you know, and you kind of want to be at home so you can stand right in front of the TV. So the audio description, I was at the Japanese game a couple of weeks ago and I was like bouncing up and down on my chair. I was so excited. Like the guys that did it, Graham and Shane, they were absolutely amazing. And the people around us were even like, what are you listening to? That can't be the ref, you know? But I learned so much about the game because I didn't understand what rapping was before because I never saw it.
Okay.
You know, I couldn't see those details. So I was learning, I'm learning rules that I never knew what they were about because I could only hear descriptions on the TV or on the Super, but could never see what was happening to the guys.
So is it like, it's beyond commentary?
Oh,
is it?
No, it's complete. Yeah, it's beyond commentary. So like they will say, you know, so-and-so is at the east stand 10 metres before the 22 or whatever. They're giving you exact positions of where the lads are on the pitch.
Right.
You know, and then they'll give you a little bit of information, you know, about something that, you know, it's like having commentary, but at a whole other level. And I would really encourage people to take advantage of the service because it really is fantastic. It's made the game come alive.
And how do you get access to that if you're going to a game?
Yeah, so the IRFU are running it. They have an access service within. So it's David McKay would be the access officer there. And he's also one of our coaches. He has been fantastic. Everything about, I have to say, the IRFU have been amazing. They're all about how can we do this? And that's when you're even playing the game, you know, when you're running up and down the pitch and they'll stop and go, is this working for you? You know what I mean? So for me, I have albinism. So if the weather changes and it's got really sunny, I can't be on the same wing when we change halves. We were in France at a tournament 2 years ago and I realised we never really played in the sunshine because the weather was always awful.
Yeah.
And then we went to change sides to play England and I realised I couldn't see well enough because I was playing into the sun.
Right.
And the coaches were like, okay, let's figure this out. So now we know, is everybody in the right spot that they need to be? Because some people could have tunnel vision, some people could have no vision on right side, some people could have you all blurry. So it really, really depends on the situation.
Yeah,
you know, but yeah.
And so if people are listening to this and they're like, yeah, that sounds like something I want to try, how do they go about it?
So the best way to go about it is to contact Vision Sports Ireland. So they would be national governing body for people with vision impairment and want to get involved in sport. So it's sports, this is a leisure, you know, it's leisure, there are competitions, but they're, the best thing to do is contact them, come down, have a try. Don't be anxious. We're a really nice group of people and just give it a try.
Brilliant. Yeah, it sounds fantastic. It sounds like a great social, if nothing else, a good social initiative to be part of.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We went to play rugby on the floating pitch in the north there during the summer and it was the best crack ever. I got to push Ian McKinley in the water, which was particularly great.
And how many people can say that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hilary Devon, thank you so much for coming
You're
in.
You're very welcome.
On the Hard Shoulder.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range. celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.